Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Welcome back. I'm so glad that you guys have decided to join me today. You know, we are talking this week about our emotions. And did you know that our emotions, that we can actually be tormented in them? Well, I'm not talking about, oh, the good feeling or the feeling of love and joy and peace, all those kind of wonderful feelings. Like we talked last week, a couple of weeks ago, about rest. Rest is a great feeling to have, but I'm not talking about the great feelings. I'm talking about the feelings that we have that are tormenting. And so you wonder, well, can our soul be tormented? Well, yes. So what is the definition? Torment means extreme pain or anguish of body or mind. It means agony. And we see several scriptures of that that has happened in the Word. David has it quite often. David, he cried out, "Save me, O God, for the flood waters are up to my neck. Deeper and deeper I sink into the mire. I can't find a foothold. I am in deep water, and the floods overwhelm me. I am exhausted from crying for help. My throat is parched. My eyes are swollen and weeping, waiting for my God to help." That's Psalms 69, 1 through 3. I do believe David right there was really speaking about anguish that we all have, an anguish that we are all familiar with. We've all been in those moments where we've sat in the hospital waiting room, or where a loved one has died, and we wonder, how are we ever going to survive? How are we going to press through this moment? Or where something awful has happened. You've lost your job. Your spouse lost their job. Your child lost their job. Your child is getting a divorce. There are a million different reasons why we would feel these feelings. These feelings all bring up a sense of isolation, a sense of loneliness, and of where is God? Where is he? What is he doing? He's not even listening. He seems so far away. All of us have experienced those feelings in one way or another. Even though we know the Bible says he will never forsake you and he will never ever leave you. We've all had those feelings. Even Jesus had those feelings. When he was on the cross, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" So Jesus has gone before. He has taken that isolation. He has taken that loneliness. He has taken that torment upon his own soul so that we do not have to walk there. Sometimes we can feel those feelings and then we can begin to pull ourselves out of that place, just as David did by singing psalms, hymns, you know, with the lyre or whatever it was that they had during those times. And those are all great. Those are times that we can. And then we might go back into it, and then we might come back out of it. But torment is deeply rooted within our soul, and demons like to use it. They like to just hit you when you're down. When you are the lowest, you'll hear their little whisper. You'll hear their little accusation. You'll hear the remember the old incident that did happen. Or maybe you'll say, "This has always happened in my whole entire life." The grief, the anger, all that brings that into great distress. Demons will use it because they are after your soul. Demons know that if they can bring you down to that place of doubt and shame, a aloneness, despair, and most of all, abandonment by God. He's abandoned you. And if he can bring our emotions into those great places, then he can cause great torment to our soul. Satan will try to manipulate your innermost thoughts and desires for your soul. Your spirits are tricked into turning away from God. How many of us have known those who grew up in a, and maybe you had some kids that were this way too, that grew up knowing Jesus and experiencing Jesus and following Jesus and reading his word. They know him, yet they chose a path to walk away. Now, do you think they just did that on their own? Or do you think maybe they had just a tiny bit of help? Those people started listening to one lie after another lie. One feeling of rejection, another feeling of rejection. And who's going to follow that Jesus anyway? And out the door they go. But they don't realize Jesus also goes. But so do demons. Because demons are basically out to control you. I mean, that's the only way that they're going to have any fun and be able to do any damage, is if they control you. One area of our emotions that demons like to get a hold of is our own stubbornness. You know, I can be stubborn just all by my little self. I can have that stubbornness rise up in me, but I can also have that stubbornness rise up within me and then set as a concrete block and stone, because demons have helped me to be that way. And when you are that way, you are determined, you are right, you are justified, and you are not going to move. Now, unless you have this little voice in the back that will teach you that, hey, maybe demons might be emotionally manipulating your stubbornness, helping you to go down this path, you might just want to stop for a minute and check it out and see. There are some things that we are not to turn away from. We are to be stubborn, but our face is to be faced towards Jesus. Our stubbornness is to be to him. Otherwise, we're to be love, and love is kind, and love is gentle. Love does not seek its own. So all of those things will pull us away from that love, that stubbornness. Now, I can start stubbornness on my own, and if I'm not careful, demons would love to come in there and tap, 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 you know, and just eat away at it and make it a very hard and stone rock. And I'm sure that in different times that I can think of at this moment that they have done that, because I can be quite stubborn. Demons will help us to feel justified and righteous in our own thoughts, which in turn will help that feeling to become more and more entrenched. And that entrenchment brings greater harassment, greater deception, which leads to more lies, vows, hardening of our heart, and hopelessness. This is why our emotions are so valuable to the demonic world. They will help you feel very justified and right. But did you know that just because you might feel that you're justified and right doesn't mean that your feelings are true? Just because we feel something is true doesn't mean or make it true. This is why we can't gauge truth by our feelings. That's why you have to know the word. Because people who do not and who are out to manipulate you, demons will use people to manipulate your emotions and your feelings. They will. Feelings are designed to be strong, impulsive, reactive, and passionate. And those feelings are the very ones that demons want to grab a hold of and twist and turn, so that you will not be very effectual in your faith and in your walk, and you will not fulfill a destiny that God has for you. He wants to take your emotions and squish them into a place that he can use them and he can manipulate them, so you can feel isolated and alone and justified and right. It's like demons want us to catch that wave that they take us down, so that we will be impulsive and make life-altering decisions. They hope our anger will carry us down to a path of sin. They relish in the spewing of violent words and actions and fighting and words that are hurtful, especially if they're towards children. They love that. Based on feelings of hurt and pain, they are after you and whomever your words can affect. They want to take you down that road so that you become ineffectual, ineffective, and stuck. I've never, ever met anyone who didn't commit suicide. Well, I should take that back. I haven't met one that did commit suicide, but those who have survived trying to commit suicide, I should make that clear. Those who have tried and failed and didn't succeed by the grace and the mercy of the Most High God, when I've talked with them, every single one of them have the same story. My family, life, job would be better off without me. I'm a screw up. I'm a failure. I can't do anything. I can't change. All of those feelings, and we could go down through some more. But there was a demon involved in every single one. Every single one. And that's ultimately where a demon would love to take you. So your feeling of rejection and isolation, if they can just inch you slow, ever so slowly, closer and closer to that line of steal, kill, and destroy, that's what they're going to do. So I hope that you have learned something today. I hope you can ponder what your feelings are, what you're feeling now, what you're going to feel, how you're feeling today. And maybe when you're dealing with your family and you're walking through whatever your life is that you have to do, pay attention. Make sure that no demons are harassing you in your emotions. Thank you guys for listening. We'll talk with you tomorrow. Soul Lies is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.